are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Obviously, a very, very busy day. A lot of concern with what's happening now in Syria as it relates to Canada, the UK, the US. Earlier this morning, Parliament in the UK was debating over whether they should be involved in what's happening with Syria. We have some early reports on what's happening with Canada. And then also now we hear that Obama is meeting with congressional leaders when it comes to what their plan of action will be. I don't think he's convening a special session of Congress. Okay, we're just right now hearing that he's going to be meeting with congressional leaders. I don't think he's allowed to do anything on his own, which is one of our wonderful fail-safes that we have, unless we actually have had an act of war on us. But we will keep you posted as we get new information on that. The latest information that we're getting out of Canada is Canada is not really planning any action against Syria at this time. Prime Minister says Canada does support its allies, right? But they think there's going to be also risks. From what we understand here, Prime Minister Stephen Harper says Canada has no plans for a military mission of its own in Syria, but the government does support its allies and has been convinced of the need for forceful action. Okay? As we get any more breaking news, we will keep you posted. I know many of you have emailed me going, is this going to be World War III? I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where, from what I understand, we gave them a red line. And they crossed a red line, and then now we're debating what to do about it. If we never wanted to go in, right, you don't give the red line. Okay? Once you say we're getting involved, if you cross this line, you have to. I mean, yeah, it's very easy for us to say no, all right, we'll just kind of back off and turn our back, and that's okay. Do what you need to do over there, but then we look very weak. So I think we're in a position where Obama may have to stay face, and that's a very inexperienced position to have been in to begin with. So, like I said, we'll keep you guys posted if we get any news throughout the day on this escalating crisis in Syria. All right. So, also breaking news, Obama will not sue Colorado or Washington State over pot laws. I guess after Washington State and Colorado voted to legalize recreational marijuana, the Obama administration has now, after a year, announced that it will not sue the states to comply with federal laws, but it does reserve the right to in the future. The administration has also issued new guidelines for all U.S. attorneys, I guess, on the issue of marijuana law, recommending that they only focus on prosecuting major cases. Specifically, the Justice Department laid out 8 high-priority areas for enforcement, including preventing the distribution of marijuana to minors, preventing revenue from marijuana sales going into criminal enterprises, and preventing marijuana possession or use on federal property. Hence, nobody can smoke weed in the White House. In effect, I guess, they're kind of letting the states carry out their own experiments when it comes to marijuana policies. Now, see, this is an example of why things just aren't done right, okay? If you're going to say marijuana is illegal, then it's illegal, okay? You don't say, well, just pick and choose which cases to prosecute. If it's illegal, it's legal. If it's legal, then legalize it, okay? I mean, you could legalize it and make sure there's not improper sale of it. I mean, there's ways that you could legalize something but still monitor and legislate sale to minor, etc. But when you say, if you are the federal government and you say marijuana is illegal, okay, and the it's like poop or get off the pot. Either legalize marijuana or don't legalize it and say, you know, but it just doesn't make sense to me that there's this, well, just like with the immigration, well, we're only going to deport some of you. Who's making these subjective decisions? Now, if the states want to legalize marijuana, they have a right to, from what I understand, because they were able to legislate that in the last election. They were able, it went to vote, and it was passed. But it, you know, when you kind of look at how the government is doing things, I mean, okay, this is a government by the people for the people, right? So, all right, what do the people want? We're starting to see this factionation of states. Like, same thing with Obamacare. You have some of the states wanting Obamacare, some of the states not. All right? Is Obamacare law or is it not? As much as I hate the law, all right, what we've seen the government do in the past few months to protect themselves from the next election, like, you know what, we know it's law, but we're going to put it off for a little while longer till after the election. All right, show some cojones and stand by the law. If not, change the law. Okay? Have people vote on it, change it then. It just doesn't make sense that there's this halfway, half-assed type of process when it comes to what we do with immigration, what we do with health care, what we're doing with marijuana. Decide already. Either legalize it and let all the states do what they need to with it, or don't legalize it. But don't say, okay, you guys just kind of pick and choose, you know, maybe the small stuff you could ignore. Because then you are diminishing and diluting the concept of legal and illegal. Same thing with immigration, immigrants. If somebody comes here illegally, it's illegal. You're either pregnant or you're not. It's either a legal act or an illegal act. But when you say illegal acts aren't going to be prosecuted, then don't call them illegal, which I guess is what we're seeing now. Now they're going to start saying undocumented citizens or undocumented immigrants. So they're starting to change that. Because if you say illegal, then it's illegal and you need to prosecute. That's just, it's not legal. But I think this administration in particular has this attitude of, you know what, we can pick and choose. Same thing with the Obamacare law. The Obamacare law passed. Okay, if Obamacare is going to fail, let it fail so we can then correct ourselves. But don't put off the inevitable subjectively to save your butts during the next election, the 2014 election. It just pooping it off the pot. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,1890. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
Lion. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don. Working the dials. All right, so scientists have been able to use stem cells to actually grow a little mini brain. It's just brain tissue, though, the size of a pea. And they use these stem cells to grow what they dubbed cerebral organoids. That's what us geeky science types like to do. They're pea-sized blobs of 3D brain tissue in a petri dish, with characteristics of early embryonic brain tissue. Now, we've usually used mice brain as a model to do our research because it's been so difficult to develop human brain. But they think this is probably one of the best moves yet in terms of this technology. They want us to be able to study human-specific features of human brain development and disease as opposed to these little mices, mouses, mouse, mice, mice. And they also want to test drugs directly in a human setting, thereby avoiding animal experiments and get more informed results that are more easily transferable to human patients. So, stem cell researchers have made progress to create 3D tissue of other human organs, like the heart and the liver, but the brain was tough. So they use these pluripotent stem cells, which I guess can develop into any cell of the body, to create neural cells that self-organize into these organoids. up to 4 millimeters big. They survive for several months in a spinning bioreactor. I guess it's a 3D culture system. You know how we used to want like the Play-Doh set or the Betty Crocker bake or the bake oven or whatever? Pretty soon your kids are going to want a 3D culture system. The tissues form in layers and display an organization similar to the developing human brain in early stages. And the neural cells were actually active. Now, did they actually make a whole brain? No. I mean, you know, they're starting, I guess, with the cerebral cortex, etc. But the potential is amazing to be able to recreate a brain. I'd be afraid to, like, transplant in a human that later it could talk, you know? Whew. So anyway, cool stuff. Way to go, scientists. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've been talking about brain farts a lot on the show because many of us have them. All right? They're supposed to be little memory lapses. Some of you call it senior moments, but since many of us are not seniors when this happens to us, right? We're in our 30s or 40s and we have brain farts. All right? We're going to just call them brain farts, okay? And they think it is due to a protein, an actual brain protein called the RBAP48. They've identified the protein in human brain cells and show that it inhibited it, inhibiting it in mice made the animals forget, while raising the protein improved their memories. Which means if this protein is why we get memory loss long term, you could possibly reverse it by raising the protein. I'll go to the pharmacy and buy some now, even if it's in suppository form. I don't care. Now, they say all of us are living longer. According to Scott Small, study author, neurologist at Columbia University in New York, we want to stay engaged in a cognitively complex world. Fine, I agree with that. And so we don't want to start losing our memory. Many of us, our bodies are going to last for years. Okay, thank God, decades. But the memory starts to go. And the memory could sometimes go 10 years before we do. And it's a huge fear of ours. Not only do we fear the stroke, or we fear the heart disease, or we fear the cancer, we fear the memory loss. So anyway, what the researchers had done was they took post-mortem brains out of, obviously, 8 dead people, aged 33 to 88, who had been disease-free, examined the function of 17 genes. Who knows, maybe accidents killed them. They examined the function of 17 genes in a part of the hippocampus, and the hippocampus is responsible for memory. How you remember that is hippos remember where camp is because they have a good memory. Hippocampus, okay? That's how you remember that. Okay, there. Now the dentate gyrus, not to be confused with twerking, the dentate gyrus has been shown to change with age. Strongest changes were found in a gene that expressed RBAP48. Which declines in function as brains age. When the researchers suppressed that gene in healthy young mice, the mice performed worse on object recognition and water maze tests, but when they allowed the gene to go back to normal, memories mice improved. Older mice, they looked at older mice, they used a virus to give extra copies of this protein gene into the animal brains, let it produce more. These mice did better on cognitive tests. I don't know if it was multiplication tables or what the hell the mice had to do, but they did do better on these tests. So this is a key, very key advancement. Now, how the hell to get this protein and to use it and make sure it doesn't turn on other genes that could be bad? That's for a whole nother research study with a whole different grant, etc. But maybe by the time we need it, that could be pretty cool. Another thing that's pretty cool is Valerie Harper, remember from Mary Tyler Moore? Sure, terminal brain cancer, they believe, is close to remission. Now, Valerie Harper, was she Rhoda? I forget who she was on Mary Tyler Moore. Anyway, she's 74 years old. They believe she's made a miraculous turnaround after publicly telling us she has terminal brain cancer. She was at first told she only had 3 months to live. Then here we are 6 months later, and they go, wow, she is pretty close to remission. Yeah, she played Rhoda Morgenstern. That's right. And then I guess there was also a spinoff, I think, called Rhoda. Anyway, you know, and she had said she was going to fight this puppy, and good for her. All right, I don't remember the type of brain cancer she has, if it was an astrocytoma, so I'm not too sure, but, you know, when somebody says it's terminal and then luckily they're able to get it to go into remission, that's some pretty cool stuff. I'd love to know, I'd love to know where she's getting her where she's getting the treatment, because that is phenomenal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Montana judge has apologized for making the statement of the, she had as much in control of the situation when a 14-year-old girl had been raped by a teacher and then had committed suicide. The teacher, from what I understand, was supposed to be sentenced to a 15-year prison sentence, but only is being sentenced for 30 days. And Yellowstone County District Judge G. Todd Bow has been in the news today, criticized for some of his comments. He says, he basically says it came out wrong. I'm not sure what he was trying to say. We don't really know what the story was. Was the defense trying to portray that the two were lovers? I don't know what, but from what we understand, this was an actual rape case. I mean, but then again, it is usually in most states considered rape, depending on the age of the child. So we, again, we don't know all the logistics. I have no idea what he could have been referring to when he said that the 14-year-old girl was as much in control of the situation, especially when you're talking about a 14-year-old girl and an adult. But we'll keep you posted on any new developments. We did, however, spend some time in the first hour talking about how I think we need to have some pretty eye-opening type of instruction or classes to our youth, who I don't think realize that they could be doing things inadvertently that could be making them targets, i.e. getting drunk at a party, i.e. letting somebody get them a drink when it could be drugged with something, i.e. some of these girls wearing provocative clothing and not realizing that somebody that they think is not going to pounce on them could pounce on them. You know, you know, we were talking about, I mean, and I'm not saying anybody that does get attacked or raped, it's not their fault. They're a victim. Okay. If they had any control, they'd be able to get out of the situation. So they obviously don't have control. They're a victim. But I see too many girls do things thinking the world is like the Wizard of Oz. They're just walking along the yellow brick road. And very dangerous things can happen to people. And nobody talks about that. Nobody teaches these kids. You know, I, as a doctor, when I have teenagers come in and, I go through their basic health, you know, questions, you know, are you brushing your teeth? Are you drinking calcium, you know, taking in your calcium or whatever? You know, I always bring up, now look, you know, when you are at a party, I do not want you, you know, letting somebody else get your soda for you. You get your own soda. If you're walking home late at night, don't. Try to be in a public place where somebody could pick you up. Or if you do, make sure you have some sort of a weapon, whether it be your keys, whether it be pepper spray, etc. You know, and some of these kids look shocked. And I look at mom and dad, and luckily they're nodding, and they're, you know, and I'm like, are you guys having this type of conversation? Now, sometimes kids don't listen to the parents, all right? But what I haven't had the guts to do, or the cojones to do, and I don't think a lot of parents have either, is to tell these kids to quit dressing suggestively. I understand mini skirts and halter tops and bras showing is the style, but these are, you know, you kind of need to teach the kids what worst case scenario are so they prepare themselves. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Water, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity. Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I apologize. I'm eating just a little bit of rice on my snack. I have a little bit of snack. I had some kind of rice. I know I shouldn't really be eating rice, but I really, really love this rice. It's a Mediterranean rice. And unfortunately, there's pieces of rice all over the place in my mouth. So it's very hard to talk on radio. I thought I would have everything swallowed by the time I got back on air. So I apologize that there is rice in my mouth. Currently we are awaiting UN Security Council. The major, powers are supposed to meet on Syria any moment now and then make some decision after debate. Now it's kind of interesting. Now, I thought in the olden days, you know, before you had all this coverage with, the media, decisions would be made kind of lickety-split, and before the other side even knew what was going on, they didn't know what hit him. You know, now, yeah, I guess Assad could just sit there and watch, You know, we're saying, we're watching us debate. We're seeing the parliament and UK go back and forth. You know, we don't have enough information yet. No, you know, I mean, and it's right. I mean, these are the conversations that people should be having. It's just, there's something that just seems to me a little odd. As much as I love transparency, something that just seems a little odd where this is all on national, globally news, and the bad guy could just sit there and watch this and know what we're thinking. Yeah, isn't that just a little, yeah, you know, and what we're, I mean, I understand that behind closed doors, we, the media, don't really get that information until, you know, they fix it up for us media folk. But, you know, the fact that we're still going back and forth on this, right, you know, kind of shows that there's, it does. And I'm not saying we need to just go in and strike. I'm not saying that either. But what I'm saying is, I mean, didn't we used to already have a plan if something did happen? And so when we had a plan, we would immediately go in and then implement that plan. You know, things have been going on with Syria for a while. Didn't we have a plan already in place? You know, should Obama have already met with Congress? So then they go, okay, this is what's going on. This is what we're going to do. So while they're thinking that we're coming up with a plan, we've all agreed that this is what we're going to do. I don't know. It's a sign of strength to be able to, you know, be able to do what we need to do unified. But maybe we've just never been unified, which is why none of us can really make a decision. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, drug trials in people with mental illness are not done as often as they need to be, which is why we have such a huge shortage of drugs that we could use for people with mental illness, and we don't have the successes that we have with other diseases that we do with mental illness. But one of the reasons for that is that it's very, very risky and dangerous to do these drug trials or these pharmacological trials on these groups of people, people with schizophrenia, depression, bipolar disorder. And this all kind of makes some sense. You have somebody who's severely depressed. They think they're taking a medicine that's going to work. It's placebo. It doesn't. They could kill themselves. You know, I mean, you can't play with it. You know, just like with cancer, you don't really have a lot of progress in some of these cancer drugs because there's really not a lot of people that would really want the placebo. I mean, we want to treat the cancer. We want to treat the illness. Researchers reviewed the FDA summary basis of approval reports for new drug approvals between 1990 and 2011, and 43 reports met the criteria for evaluation because they used the patient exposure years method of assessment, whatever. Basically, they said suicide accounted for 109 of all 265 deaths when they looked at previous studies with people with schizophrenia, depression, bipolar, etc. There was a total of 92,500 patients in clinical trials. There were 265 deaths, 109 of them suicides. They say, furthermore, 3 to 4 month exposure to modern psychotropic agents like these atypical psychotic agents, the SSRIs or the SNRIs, they said they didn't worsen the risk. So what's going on here? Is it that people need, when you need to do a hole-in-one with patients of a certain illness, it's very hard to experiment or to play around or to test or to have the time to, to see if something works. And so, unfortunately, progress has been halted, I think, to a degree that we wish it hadn't been when it comes to these types of medications, in addition to what's happening with the pharmaceutical companies and Obamacare and research, et cetera. So, you know, hopefully, we could continue to make advancements because I think more and more people, are being diagnosed as long as they have access to healthcare because we can. And so whatever numbers we thought of people with mental illness up until now, expect it to be a heck of a lot more. And we need to be prepared for it from a treatment standpoint. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I always love these lists that Fox News comes up with, right? That's kind of positive, like this one. 7 healing foods to keep in your kitchen, all right? Like, what types of foods help heal you? Now, maybe not a particular food heals you, kind of like Wolverine style, but this list makes a lot of sense, and it's kind of nice. It's a list that I think we're all pretty aware of, but a nice reminder, like blueberries, for example. Blueberries, I love using for memory. I've always urged people to take blueberries for memories, but their antioxidant, anti-inflammatory properties are also well known. They say it slows aging, reduces the risk of diabetes, lower cholesterol, etc. I would make sure to wash them off because of the pesticides. They have high surface area for that. But great fruit. I love it. Freeze them. Eat them as dessert. Wild salmon and fatty fish have your rich omega-3 fatty acids. Even though there's been some recent debate on do we really want people eating the fatty fish, should they eat the more lean fish, we do think fatty acids and omega-3 fatty acids for the most part are good. So keep it up. Coconut oil. They say coconut oil is made up of lauric acid, caprylic acid, and capric acid, which have antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial properties. They say coconut oil helps boost the immune system and fight disease. May also coconut oil be able to help people with irritable bowel, stomach issues, you know? I don't know much about coconut oil and diaper rash. I usually just kind of stuck to the Desitin. Right, because, again, I mean, you know, the babies were pretty raw, so I never really experimented with that. But some of you have told me that coconut oil helps with that. Broccoli, we talked about broccoli yesterday, helping prevent arthritis and fighting arthritis. It's full of calcium, potassium, vitamins A, B6, K, folic acid, etc. And I guess it has phytochemicals called indole-3-carbinol and the sulforaphane that is supposed to have cancer-preventing properties, as seen with women and breast cancer. Pretty cool stuff. Now, of course, spices. I'm a huge fan of cinnamon because cinnamon can help lower cholesterol, help stabilize blood sugar. I'm a huge fan of that. Ginger is supposed to help digestive health. I use ginger for nausea in our family. Turmeric is supposed to reduce the risk of cancer and slow Alzheimer's. I don't know much about it, unfortunately. And they also talk about homemade bone broth. I guess, are they talking about like chicken soup with the bones in it? I'm a huge fan of cooking with the bones because you got your calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, the collagen, anti-inflammatories. Chicken soup is extremely soothing and healing. Lots of good stuff with that because of you got the vegetables in there, you got the protein, you got the warm soup. Makes people feel good. Even though cold is supposed to be better for your throat because it's anti-inflammatory, people feel better with warmth. So, something that we could use. All right, and then they say fermented foods and drinks. I guess the fermented type foods, like your yogurts, aged cheese, sauerkraut, etc., are beneficial because it helps add probiotics. And we're huge fans of probiotics because it helps replenish certain bacteria that you lose. I don't really recommend that. I never really urge you guys to just go and actually take, you know, probiotics and put them in your system. But because, again, you could get them from your food a lot of times. But some of you do well with your probiotics. Okay, don't go away. We're right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have 4 opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by 2 lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, the 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, now that football season is here, yee-hee-hee-ah! Gonna wait. I guess next Thursday's the first game. What, Broncos and Ravens? I don't know. I haven't. I'll give you guys my pick. I need to look at the NFL injury reports. Not sure if we're gonna have a good report unless we have some preseason injuries I could look at and discern who I think is going to then be able to take the game, depending on, you know, groin injuries versus hamstring injuries, etc. So I'll give you guys my picks as we get a little closer to that. But our kids are going to be playing football, and many of us love the fact that our kids are in football. Some of us get a little nervous because this is also the time of year that they get concussions. So they, San Diego State University thinks they have developed a new device that has technology capable of objectively measuring an athlete's ability to balance. Okay, see, when you get a concussion, okay, you could be knocked out or you may not be knocked out. It's where you have a head injury. And remember, there's actually a couple of head injuries because you have a back and forth motion of the brain. It's not just one blow from one side, the coup. You also have the counter coup from the other side that can get hurt. Plus then, as it ricochets back and forth, there could be more injuries. So one blow could actually cause tons of micro blows. All right? And then coaches and trainers and co-athletes are supposed to determine if the player is able to still play. And we don't have anything objective, okay? Now, usually what we do is we ask them if they're, you know, we want to see if they're alert and oriented, okay? Do they know where they are? Do they know who they are? Then if we know that they're alert and oriented, do you feel nauseous? Do you have a headache? Okay, because a lot of times with concussion and brain injury, you will have headache, nausea, et cetera, but sometimes not all of a sudden. So what trainers did to develop an accurate test, they started using balance tests on the sidelines, asking athletes to maybe stand on one foot while trainers assess them. Although some of us can't stand on one foot as it is. I mean, think of all the gear that they're already wearing and stuff. But what they found is if you had two trainers, you would have two different scores. So Daniel Goebel and his team developed a technology called B-Trax-S. So this offers a way where trainers could objectively diagnose concussions on the sidelines. I mean, ideally, I would love an MRI, but we don't have that. Okay? Can you imagine having an MRI? Yeah, just run an MRI, make sure there's no brain injury or any acute bleed, and then, of course, see how they do. Now, okay, they say we had some people stand on a board and do the test versus the $10,000 version, and we were able to show that our version is 99% accurate at assessing balance. Now, I wonder if this board is similar to the Wii. You know how with the Wii Balance or the Wii Sport, there's a board that tests your balance, and we still fail? I fail miserably with the balance. It's almost like you just need to kind of figure out how the machine works. Because I noticed if I put some extra pressure on one foot, on the ball of my foot, than the other, I passed, you know. So I don't know if the Wii board is that accurate. But I'm wondering if that's what this is. This is kind of similar. So anyway, they think they have some sort of a board that these players can step on and then assess their balance. They want to equip all trainers with the device. All right, have it on the field if they can, and then a follow-up 24 hours later, and then a follow-up 72 hours later. And, you know what? It's cool. Okay? I mean, I feel better knowing that there's more and more out there for kids and for adults to be able to test them after they get a blow to the head. Ideally, it'd be nice if they wouldn't get a blow to the head, but football's not going anywhere. Not that any of us want it to. But interesting stuff. We'll keep you posted. Next study or story that's come out is on the brain-eating parasites. Are these infections on the rise? Now, unfortunately, we lost Zachary Reyna, who was a boy who was kneeboarding in a Florida gully that had warm water. Zachary had been taken off his ventilator a couple days ago and unfortunately died from being affected by Naegleria fowleri. And it's an amoeba that's found in warm, fresh water, like lake streams, pools, hot springs, etc. And it climbs up the nose, travels up to the brain, starts to destroy brain tissue, causing swelling, etc. And of between 2003 and 2012, 31 cases were reported in the U.S., and all were fatal. All right? Now, apparently, there's one girl who is showing signs of recovery, 12-year-old girl named Kali Hardig. She's the one that was at a water park in Arkansas when she acquired her infection. And if she does survive, she will be the second person among 128 people in the U.S. to survive since 1962, God willing, sending prayers her way. Now, is this rising? Are we seeing more and more of these? Well, I don't think we have, I don't think we're starting to look at epidemic numbers by any means, but I do think we have increased awareness. Now, the CDC, of course, is giving us tips that I'm going to just quickly review with you on what to do to try to avoid. I mean, I hate that, you know, we have beautiful springs and lakes and rivers and all that, and we have to be fearful of jumping in and playing like our, you know, ancestors did. I mean, I hate the idea of keeping the kids, you know, only in, you know, chlorinated swimming pools or locking them in the house to keep them safe. But unfortunately, when you see a case like this that could cause your child to die, it you know, freaks you out. So here are some tips that the CDC has given, okay? Okay, when it comes to these, now keep in mind, we aren't talking about seawater. See, we're talking about fresh water, okay? They say hold your nose shut. Use nose clips. Keep your head above water when taking part in any sort of water-related activities that include warm, fresh water. Also, keep in mind that a lot of times you're kicking the stuff up from the ground, from the bottom, the riverbed, and that could bring it up. So even if you think, you know, because every now and then we hear of these amoebas that kind of are laying on the water floor, it's very easy to kick that up with your feet. They say avoid putting your head under water in hot springs or other untreated geothermal waters. Avoid water-related activities in warm waters during periods of high water temperatures and low water levels, hence the summer. They say avoid digging in or stirring up the sediment while taking part in these activities, which is kind of hard because, you know, I don't know if any of you have ever seen me swim. I don't think there's a video of me out there swimming. Lord help me if something like that ever surfaces. But my feet, I mean, I kick off with my feet. I mean, I'm a good swimmer. But I never learned how to properly use my feet. And so I actually swim very funny. One leg is like a Nemo fin. And so it's on the ground a lot more than it should be. And I kind of look like I hop. It's really ugly the way I swim. It's embarrassing, you know. So don't tell anybody. Keep it under wraps. But my feet would definitely be all over that pond floor or whatever. So not good. Now, a top surgeon claims that there is a huge demand for penis enlargement operations that he's seen among Italian men. Now, penis enlargement operations is kind of new, okay? I understand that in Europe, they probably do things a little differently than here. But there's something called penoplasty. And men between the age of 30 and 50, I guess, are able to have a thicker or longer change to their penis. Many people have used suctioning devices. Some have used injections. Nothing has been permanent. I'm not too sure exactly what this procedure entails. My guess is there's some sort of expanders that are put in. They claim that the Italian average size is 6.2 inches when erect compared to others like Britain and America in the fives. But men from the Republic of Congo still rate the highest, with average penis size of 7.1 inches. I don't know where to get the surgery. It looks like Italy people. Sorry. All right, guys. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Be safe. God bless.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.